Is your appetite sometimes out of control? Are you unable to stop eating even when you're full? Download our new Intelligent Medicine video, Defensive Eating, Taming Your Addiction to Food. There's a physiological basis for food addiction. The food industry has gripped our brains using powerful food science. Find out what we can do about it. Go to drhoffman.com to download this important video. We will arm you with proven strategies to change your eating behavior forever. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome to another episode of Layla Weighs In on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm getting your questions, and I'm thrilled to death to be getting your questions. So I invite you, anybody out there listening to these podcasts, if you have any questions, please email me at radioprogram@AOL.com. Again, that's radioprogram@AOL.com. So let me get right to it here. I've got a question from Larry. Larry writes, I know there are no shortcuts in weight loss, but is it true that white kidney bean can also be used as a starch, a carbohydrate blocker? A starch blocker is really what he means. So I did a little bit of the research, and you know, I've got lots of people who have called and asked me similar questions about carbohydrate blockers, starch blockers, things like glucomannan, konjac, which I'm going to get to because I have another similar question from somebody else along these lines. So what is white kidney bean extract? What is it used for? So in its simplest form, basically a supplement manufacturer will use some extract of fractionated dried beans. Typically, it's a proprietary formula. It's using the most functional portion of the kidney bean, which can help to help block starch. And what it does, when you take it with a starch-containing meal, how it's supposed to work is it inhibits the breakdown of starch into glucose and other simple sugars that can be absorbed by the intestines. So it's basically slowing it all down. So how is it actually doing it? It inhibits the enzyme responsible for digesting starch. Typically, you know, salivary amylase, you know, carbohydrate digestion actually starts in the mouth. Salivary amylase and also more amylases further down the digestive tract in the stomach, in the intestines, all of that. And that's where really the white kidney bean extract is limited, is being digested, or is working to block the starch. And the whole premise is that by limiting its absorption, it could limit the amount of calories digested by your food. It can help to lose weight. It can help to control carbohydrates. Its claim is to help metabolize fat. I beg to differ a little bit with that. And it's supposed to assist in weight loss and control. So, and typically many of these white kidney bean extracts are also, they also come with added chromium. Maybe 40 micrograms, maybe 100, even 200 micrograms of chromium, maybe not so high in a starch blocker, because you were to take the starch blocker, one or two pills or capsules, before your two carbohydrate-containing meals. So it's almost giving you permission to eat the carbs that you want that may not necessarily be good for you so that you can help to block it. Anyhow, some of these contain chromium, some of these do not. Now, in reading a lot of the reviews in the literature about this, the biggest complaint was it's not working at all. I'm quoting a few. It's not working at all. As a matter of fact, I've gained weight. It did not help me much with my hunger or anything like that. I did appear to have some gas, and that can happen. When you're blocking the digestion of a macronutrient such as carbohydrates, what do we call that? We call that indigestion, right? So what's your association to indigestion? That can't feel too good. So I question if this has any good remedy really at all. I think it's best to reduce the amount of carbohydrates, because the biggest complaint I hear is that I'm not losing weight. As a matter of fact, I'm gaining weight. And I really believe that's because in taking a carbohydrate or a starch blocker, such as white kidney bean extract, people are giving themselves permission to eat more carbs than they normally would. Remember the fat blocker that they started using in potato chips, about 10, 15 years ago, called Olestra? One of the side effects was anal leakage. Does anybody remember that? Well, who needs that? I wonder what any side effect of a starch blocker may be like this. Now, certainly you could go ahead and maybe eat a couple of tablespoons of white kidney beans cooked, of course, before a meal. That would help fill you up because you're taking in more fiber with or right before your meal. I can't promise that that would actually cause the blocking of the absorption of the carbs, but it would definitely slow it down. Now, I have a similar question from Doug, who writes, I'm a type 2 diabetic who has seen ads for capsules taken before meals to slow glucose absorption. Are these products effective? And if so, can you recommend a brand? Similar question. Somebody is looking to slow down the absorption of glucose in very much the way kidney bean extract or similar extracts can behave as starch blockers. Somebody with diabetes could benefit from a similar product. Here's what I found, and this is a product that I've mentioned a lot over the years. I've actually prescribed it for my clients and patients. It's called WellBedX PGX. If you go to drhoffman.com and click on the store, and in the search engine, just type in WellBedX PGX. That's W-E-L-L, capital B-E-T, capital X, PGX. And what it is, it's a purified soluble fiber constituent. It's a proprietary technology using soluble fibers. And I'll tell you what's in it. It's a blend of kojak manan, okay, which is amphorphallus konjac, K-coke root is what it is, along with mulberry powdered extract. What konjac manan has been shown to do in the herbal PDR and in the scientific literature, it can help to lower blood sugar, which is ideal for somebody with type 2 diabetes. It is ideal for somebody with pre-diabetes, with metabolic syndrome, with abnormal glucose tolerance, impaired fasting glucose. And konjac manan can actually help to increase insulin sensitivity. And how you take this product is you take 2 to 4 capsules. I would start with 2, with about 1 to 2 glasses of water. That's 8 to 16 ounces of water, 5 to 10 minutes before a meal. This starch, this fiber, will help to expand in the stomach, making you feel a little more full. The other ingredient in here, in the WellBedX PGX, is mulberry. And mulberry has been shown in the herbal PDR, in the literature as well, to help lower glucose. So you've got an herb here that's helpful and a particular fiber. And you put these together, and it could be quite effective in helping to make you feel fuller with less calories, make you feel fuller, taking in less carbohydrates, inhibiting the absorption of glucose properly. And by the way, the difference in between the question of asking about the white kidney bean extract as opposed to this is the white kidney bean extract for a person without diabetes is probably giving license to that person to eat more carbohydrate. A person with type 2 diabetes, and type 2 diabetes, as you've heard me say before, is a condition of carbohydrate intolerance. That's its definition. Therefore, a person with type 2 diabetes needs to be on a low-carb diet. Adding a supplement like Welbedex PGX is in addition to a low-carb diet. Taking Welbedex PGX does not give license to somebody with diabetes to ingest more carbohydrates. Not a great idea. So I'm a big fan of Welbedex. I even recommend it for people who simply have trouble controlling their portion intake. You don't have to have abnormal glucose tolerance. You don't have to have diabetes or prediabetes. If you're somebody who's simply having trouble with portion control, this is a very, very effective fiber supplement to help you to control that. Additional supplements to help control sugar craving, help with additional portion control. I love L-glutamine for this reason. You could take, 500 to 1,000 milligrams of L-glutamine 3 times a day in between meals. If you're ever having a craving throughout the day, take some glutamine, wait about 15 minutes, go eat a piece of chicken, go eat some salmon, go eat a little shrimp salad, eat some protein and fat. So that's really what we're going about. So my take on the white kidney bean extract, probably not working great, but probably could work better for you if you don't allow yourself to eat more carbs than you usually would. And Larry, you even say in the beginning of your question, I know there are no shortcuts to weight loss. You are absolutely right. You were hitting the nail on the head. Thank you very much for your question. And Doug, thank you for your question. As somebody with type 2 diabetes, make sure you're on a very well maintained low carbohydrate diet. If you are on any diabetic medications, it is best to visit with a nutrition professional who is well versed in diabetes and the medications and any interactions that may occur with the medications you're taking along with the supplements you're taking. Speaking of supplements for type 2 diabetes, very popular ones are chromium. Chromium has been shown to help with normalizing blood glucose levels. Taking something like CM Core, that's berberine with grapeseed extract, has been shown to help. It's almost like the natural metformin, aka glucophage. It helps to increase insulin sensitivity. We also like diaxanol. Diaxanol will contain some gymnema, which increases insulin sensitivity, as well as some chromium. So all of these things can work together. As a matter of fact, anybody with type 2 diabetes already taking metformin can safely take diaxanol as well as CM Core, because it will work synergistically with the metformin. And anybody taking metformin, please be advised that metformin can reduce your B vitamins such as folate and B12. I would advise you to take an additional B complex. But again, I'm giving very general advice here. Every individual has a unique biochemistry. You have your own set of meds. You have your own biochemical uniqueness, your own set of labs, and any other medical history that would play in here. Not everybody should be taking a B complex vitamin. Somebody with cancer or has a history of cancer should not take additional folate. That's a topic for another day. Now, I've got a third question from Dan. I'm curious what supplements you take every day. And what do you think about the cost of supplements? How do you deal with that? Supplements can be expensive. Absolutely, Dan. Well, let me start first by talking about the supplements that I do take. Normally, on a day-to-day basis, I'm taking something like Foundation Formula. It's a good foundation, multivitamin, mineral supplement without iron, which is ideal for me. I take magnesium taurate for heart, blood vessel health. I need the magnesium. We're all chronically low in magnesium as it is. It's also helpful for my mitral valve prolapse, which is a reason that I take it. Little disclosure here. I also take ubiquinol, which is CoQ10. I take either the 50 or 100 milligram, whatever I find available that I'm purchasing here at the Hoffman Center in our dispensary. I feel a difference between taking CoQ10 or taking ubiquinol. I feel more energy with the ubiquinol. I'm not low in energy, but I know that ubiquinol is good for heart and blood vessel health. So this is a reason that I take it. Now, it could be that I know that ubiquinol is more bioavailable than the CoQ10, and maybe I'm having an effect of this information, and I'm feeling more energy as a result. Who knows? I can't say with scientific certainty, but ubiquinol works for me. I also take MK7, which is vitamin K. Very, very important. And you know, there is more burgeoning information about the importance of vitamin K. And the 180 micrograms that I take daily, it turns out, we may find out at some point, it may not be enough for our bone health and to keep the calcium out of our blood vessels and direct it back into our bones. Another supplement that I take is DHA Select. You've heard of OrthOmega. OrthOmega contains more EPA than DHA. I choose DHA Select because it contains a little more DHA than EPA, which is geared toward brain and eyes. I wear eyeglasses. I'm concerned for my eye health. I'm concerned for my brain health, so I like DHA Select. I do take a methyl B complex because I like to make sure my B vitamins are established where they should be. And every day I take vitamin D 5000, especially through the winter. Oftentimes I do stop in the summertime because I will get reasonable amounts of sunlight. Now, the best thing about vitamin D is to get your blood levels checked. And I do. Around fall time, my blood levels of vitamin D will be different. And the end of winter, again, my blood levels of vitamin D will be a little different. It really depends on how much sunlight you're getting and the amount that you're taking in a supplement. We don't get a whole lot of vitamin D from the diet. It's really from the sun. And if you live in the Northeast, in New York, like I do, we're not getting those UVB rays between October and April. And certainly, we're not exposing our skin enough to get any. We're wearing coats. It's wintertime. So, these are the supplements I take. Now, Dan is asking the cost of supplements, all of that. Yes. Well, you know what? My personal opinion, I'm talking about the supplements I take every day. I eat very, very, very well. Sometimes I will cheat. Those cheats happen on very special occasions. The holidays that we just passed, could be a birthday, could be an anniversary, something like that. But I can, and I plan it, and I keep a carbohydrate budget. For those of you not familiar with the carbohydrate budget concept, read our newsletter or go to drhoffman.com and look at all of our articles. I talk about how to keep a carbohydrate budget so that you can plan a cheat within reason now and then. The supplements that I buy, that I take, these are investments in my health. The food that I choose to buy, the organics and the produce, the grass-fed meat, which I know can be very expensive. So I often opt not for a ribeye steak, which can be as high as $25 a pound, but the ground grass-fed beef, which can be $8.99 a pound to even $12.99 a pound, depending on where you're shopping, where you're buying. So, these are all investments in my health, because when you have your health, you truly indeed have everything. That is my view. On occasion, and sometimes, there is one supplement that I take. I do take NAC, N-acetylcysteine. NAC is a very important precursor to glutathione. And I will take a probiotic. I've taken various probiotics in the past. I've taken Culturelle. I've taken Dr. O'Hara's. I've taken other probiotics. I think a probiotic that I'm going to try now is the Regactive Immune, another product by Dr. O'Hara's, which also helps to increase glutathione. I take NAC on and off. I take it more when I need it, when I feel like my immune stores need a little bit more boost. And I have to tell you, this cold and flu season, and I did have a cold, I swear by V-Clear. Was called ViraClear, now it's called V-Clear by Integrative Therapeutics. It's actually, and I spoke about it with Dr. Hoffman on podcast recently, it's Pelargonium pseudoides, which is African geranium. And I'm telling you, I felt like I didn't have a cold. You take it 3 times a day during the day, every 6 hours, you know, like 9 a.m., 3 p.m., and 9 p.m., something like that, for the duration of your cold. As soon as you feel one coming on, and up to 2 or 3 days afterwards. I think the stuff is a miracle. I really had no cold symptoms at all, so that would be my recommendation. I thank you all for your questions, Dan, Doug, and Larry, and I invite any of you listeners, if you have a question or even a debate, please email me at radioprogram@aol.com. Thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients every day here at the Hoffman Center. If you require a nutrition consult with me, but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.